just talked to Clark. He has given a message to his contact, who happened to be in his office when I first called him, that this was it. And he thinks that's sunk home. He thinks you'll be all right on that front. He also reported that his understanding was, the understanding he reached was that there would be nothing in the nature of any changes until November. That any changes between November and the end of this year would be very minimal. That next year, he said, was left very fuzzy. He indicated that you would have to watch it very carefully, and you have all kinds of flexibility on your side. They indicated that they did not want to do anything inflationary. He thinks it's fine. He thinks you're in a very good posture, and so do I.
Okay.
Also, I delivered copies of your backgrounder to the union. And their main concern, I think they're on board, their main concern is that there be absolutely no leak of details. The first thing they asked me was, what will the president do later today? Will he announce details? And I said, absolutely not. We understand your problem. And they said, we have a terrible problem with our wage policy board. And we must be careful that no details are put out, and I said he won't put any out. And actually,
the wage policy board.
This is Abel's wage policy board of 135 members, which they have to call to Pittsburgh.
You mean who has trouble with them? The members of the union?
No, the union would if a lot of details were put out. If there are no details put out, they won't have any problems. And actually, I was conscious of that yesterday, and Bill and I worked on a proposed announcement last night. I'll talk to Bill about that again, so it's ready for you.
We should talk to Dick Goodwin about it, so we can really get some words in there. And if words, I guess he knows it. But if we could get it, you see, by as late as 5:30, we could make all the shows tonight. Saturday you have no papers, and Sunday of any consequence. But if we could say that basically they've accepted the suggestion, it's going to work out. By where it's filmed to be 5:30, then it takes an hour to process it. Develop at 6:30, we'd be on. That'd be 100 right then. That would be Walter Cronkite. That would be everything. Well, Bill Wirtz said that they told him they'd come back and give him an answer in 45 minutes.
That's right, Mr. President. They're due back at 5 o'clock.
So you told me Dick Goodwin right quick. Where are you, over there?
Yes, I'm over here in another office. Actually, I'll get Bill Moyers and have him get Goodwin, Mr. President, because Bill has a copy of the first draft.
Right here. I'll just tell him to go in.
Well, tell him just take the draft I gave Bill last night.
We'll just pick up.
Hello.
Dick.
Yeah, Joe.
Dick, there's a draft of a proposed statement for the president that I did last night that I gave. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're already working on it.
I already have it upstairs, Brian.
All right, Dick. The most important thing is that there be no details. Abel has to get any agreement confirmed by his wage policy board.
What exactly can we say?
Well, that language in the first paragraph has to be pretty much the way it is. You know, the sufficient agreement so that, essential agreement or whatever it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, essential agreement so that what?
No. It's if you've got the copy Bill had, you've got... All right.
I understand that, but does that mean we're saying that we're now confident that agreement will be reached?
Oh, yes.
Without a strike?
Yes, oh, yes.
That's what everybody's interested in.
Yeah, and then I think that you ought to say that this is a tribute to the good judgment and unselfishness of the workers and the employers.
Right. You have something like that in there anyway.
Yes, I do.
All right, good. Where are you now if I need to?
You can get me over in the EOB. The White House operators know where I am, Dick.
Okay, I will.
And Dick...
Have you had any indication from the labor people at all?
Yes, sir. I went down there and delivered your backgrounder, and the first thing they wanted to talk to me about was your press statement after they agreed. And which I think is a pretty good indication, Mr. President. They were worried about your releasing the specifics of the proposal, and I said we would not do that. That's what they're worried about, the amounts involved and the exact provisions and all of that.
Okay, and the companies you think from your other man, that's the only reading you have on them.
That's the only reading.
Reading on them?
Pardon me?
That's Connor got it.
Well, Connor and Wirtz were in there together, and I was in there when they saw the companies, and they're real pros, Mr. President. There was no expression on their face. I did make one statement after Bill and Jack talked to them alone. They were there, but I just said that I also wanted to inform them that the president had held a backgrounder and said what you said, and if they wanted to wait 5 minutes, I'd have a copy of it for them, but they said they didn't want to wait. The gist of it was adequate for them. I talked to Clark about whether to send your backgrounder over to them, and Clark said no, because he was much tougher than you were. And he thinks it's much better left that way. Clark thinks they'll come in.
Okay.
All right, sir. Okay.
They're due back 5 o'clock?
They're due back at 5 o'clock, Mr. President. We'll call you as soon as we hear from them.